Not out of envy, for there's no effect where there's no cause, nor out of imitation, for we have evermore been imitated, nor out of our contention to do better than that which is opposed to ours in title, for that was good, and better cannot be. And for the title, if it seem affected, we might as well have called it God, you good even. Only that eastward, westward still exceeds. Honour the sun's fair rising, not his setting. Nor is our title utterly enforced, as by the points we touch at you shall see. Bear with our willing pains, if dull or witty. We only dedicate it to the city.
Please insert play here. Oh, that's annoying, isn't it? You choose this podcast and it stops just as it's getting interesting. But all is not lost. You can have the rest of this play if you really want it. It can happen. You just need to become a patron and then vote for us to make it for you, which we'd be delighted to do. That was Sarah Golding performing the prologue to Eastward Ho by a whole load of different people. Ben Johnson, George Chapman, and John Marston, and probably lots of other people as well, within the process of pulling the whole thing together. I, of course, am your host, Robert Crichton, with just a few thoughts about this particular prologue. What's in a title, eh? The audience might have no idea what the play is, beyond what they get from the title. Maybe some mention of genre, some hint of plot or character in the pre-publicity. This title is explicitly in contention with the title of another play, Westward Ho. It's opposite day, people. But the prologue wants to make it absolutely clear that just because they're using a title very similar to a title that's associated effectively with another franchise, this isn't a case of one-upmanship between different plays. No!
Not out of envy, for there's no effect where there's no cause, nor out of imitation, for we have evermore been imitated.
We're not copying them others, because we know what it's like to be copied. And we're not saying that we're better than the other play. No. It's that Westward Ho. No, it's a good play. It's a really good play.
Nor out of our contention to do better than that which is opposed to ours in title, for that was good, and better cannot be.
And we're not just using a generic, vague and meaningless title like some people do. No. It's...
And for the title, if it seem affected, we might as well have called it God, you good even.
Oh, no. It's about the sunrise, because the sun rises in the east, so that means Eastward Ho should really sort of come before Westward Ho, because you should be happy to see the sun, therefore you should be happier to see Eastward Ho than you would Westward Ho, because you get a bit sad because the sun's setting in the west. Not that we're saying that this makes us better. No. Just means we come first.
Only that Eastward, Westward still exceeds. Honour the sun's fair rising, not his setting.
Oh, and it's not totally specious. I mean, the title does vaguely connect with the play, honest.
Nor is our title utterly enforced, as by the points we touch at you shall see.
The most important thing to remember, people, is that whatever you think of the play, this play is really all about where we live, our manor, the city we live in, to which we dedicate ourselves to.
Bear with our willing pains, if dull or witty. We only dedicate it to the city.
Unless we're on tour. Probably do something different on the road. Probably it's not a goer. Probably, you know, north of the Watford Gap, you know. Once again, if you'd like us to record this play or any other play written prior to 1642, not by Shakespeare, then become a patron and go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and you can vote for it to happen. And to close, here's that prologue once again, because it's very short and it will irk you. I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and the prologue is performed by Sarah Golding. Enjoy.
Not out of envy, for there's no effect where there's no cause, nor out of imitation, for we have evermore been imitated, nor out of our contention to do better than that which is opposed to ours in title, for that was good, and better cannot be. And for the title, if it seem affected, we might as well have called it God You Good Even. Only that eastward westward still exceeds, honour the sun's fair rising, not his setting. Nor is our title utterly enforced, as by the points we touch at you shall see. Bear with our willing pains, if dull or witty, we only dedicate it to the city.
You can hear Sarah Golding all over the podcasting world as a voice actor and as leader of Madiva Podcast, or Modern Audio Drama Indie Voice Acting Podcast, at Quirky Voices for episode information and stuff. Go on, have a listen.